What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a very special 8 p.m. edition of the Fit Guys. It's me, the OG Fit Kid, coming along with you with the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
It's clobbering time. It's me. It's good old Mike B, guys. What's going on? It's Tuesday night. Welcome to Fit Guys. Tom, how you doing? I know we got a stacked show. We'll probably just wrap it right into it, but if you have to take a minute for Tom. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I'm doing as well as I have in a really long time. Like, I'm happy. Yeah, things are good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Nice and quiet weekend. It's freezing out.
That is
getting ready for this polar vortex storming going on, but it's not stopping me anytime soon because I'm going to stay home and take pictures.
Nice. Guys, you know the drill by now. TheFigGuys.com, at official Fig Guys, everywhere you can find us. It's that simple. Your favorite podcast platform. Let's say that three times fast. You can listen to us. You can listen to the Fig Guys. You can watch the Fig Guys. Thank you for joining us. You know the drill. What do you say, Mike? We jump right into a little ringside roundup before we get our guests here today.
Let's do it.
All righty, guys. It's time for a little ringside roundup. Here we go. And if you haven't already hit the sales like I have, ringside's been having some amazing sales. I know Mike has hit the sales, but this Friday, stay tuned. It's going to be their Black Friday sale 3.0. That's right, Black Friday sale 3.0. And they're saying this one is going to blow the other ones out of the water. You're going to want to check it out if you haven't taken advantage of them yet.
I'm here for it. I love the Black Friday season, and I love that it just keeps going until the end of the year. So sign me up. I'm going to have to take a look. I just placed a ringside order. I just placed another ringside order. I'm going to have to place another ringside order.
You and I both, we love our ringside. Ringside is amazing. And when you're done placing your sale items, use the code FIGUYS at checkout, and you save 10% more. What else can you ask for? What else can you ask? That's it. Also, new and in stock at Ringside Collectibles.
Woo, we got the AEW from Jazzwares, the Ringside exclusive Sting the Ripper from All in London. I'm so excited to get this in the hands. This is awesome. What an amazing figure.
Since I don't think we'll be getting to it today, I'm going to show it off right here. Guys, this thing. Crazy. It is in stock. It is shipping. It's great. It is absolutely great. Check it out. Go order yours. Use code FIGUYS. Save yourself 10%. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm here for it, man. Ooh, and you know what else is in stock? The WWE Ultimate Edition 2-pack of Papa Shango and the Ultimate Warrior. This is a cool set.
I was shocked to see this show up on Ringside. It's cheaper than Amazon, guys. So If you use Fig Guys on top of it, it's even cheaper with shipping than Amazon. Go cancel those Amazon orders and order from our buddies at Ringside.
Tell them order a second set from Ringside. Keep the Amazon order. That way Amazon gets exclusives too. We need all the exclusives. But this Papa Shango is amazing. I cannot wait to get this into the collection, man.
You and I both. It is so good. I cannot wait to have this figure.
Yeah. I'm digging it. Ooh, also, we got some more Vault series. We got From the Vault, Ringside Exclusive, Series 3, Best in the World. It's the Straight Edge Society Punk. The punk you've been looking for your entire collecting time, man. These are awesome. So super, super excited for this. That Yokozuna is amazing. Obviously, the Heaven and Hell, Shawn Michaels, fantastic. And you can't go wrong with another Hollywood Hulk Hogan, man.
Absolutely not. I pre-ordered this set. Actually, you pre-ordered this set with my credit card for me back. First one up on sale, and I will be happy to have this one again. This set, I love From the Vault because I never got to Shawn Michaels, and I always wanted it. This Hogan is fixed up, and I'm getting the SES Punk. I'm happy. Very, very happy guy. I can't go wrong.
Pop that vault open some more.
And I cannot wait to talk about the vault stuff with Magic and Steve when they get here in just a couple of minutes, right here on Fig Guys on Tuesday night.
Right here on Fig Guys. Little McFoley pop for you. Also in stock, these awesome, awesome Rhea Ripley and Kane Bleacher Buddies, not to be confused with the Big Shots, but the Bleacher Buddies, these are just as cool, man. I dig them.
And it's so funny. As we sit here, I just got another email saying my ringside order has shipped. I've been getting ringside orders every single day for like the last week. I can't even, like, I have so many coming. I don't even know what's coming anymore. Every day I get my mail. So yeah. I love it. Listen, I love it.
Worst problems they have. I'm here for it. I love it. It's funny with all the apps, like the Shop app and the Shipped app, and it's like my phone's just ding, da ding, da ding, da ding, da ding.
I get it. And lately, everything's shipping. You know, I didn't have it in the news, but the CM Punk from Heels and Faces, Heels and Faces, which should be shipping soon. It's on the boat. It's on the way over here. Our chat is filled. People are excited for tonight. Come on now, Fig Eyes. What's up, Dave? How are you doing? Joey Buds. Hey, in the house, yeah. Our buddy Matt Goldberg, he's on time. Tyson, hey, yo, what's up, Tyson? And that storm better not be too bad. We know you guys are both in Illinois, not far from each other. What's up, Mitch? Yo, Alex West, hey, buddy. Cole, amazing starting shipping also. Amazon started shipping also. Yes, yeah. Mine's supposed to be here next week for the Undertaker, for Papa Shango and the Ultimate Warrior. So we got Bronson.
You're still stuck on that Survivor Series set because it was so good.
And more Vault. Does it mean Fig Vault? Who's going to be joining us in a couple of weeks for a surprise episode that we have not even announced yet?
Yeah.
I downloaded the P Blocker. They have coupon codes and your code pops. Oh, cool. We made it.
We got a coupon code on an app, man.
I mean, I feel like, hey, listen, somebody the other day, like, recognized me in a chat just by my name. He's like, hey, you're one of the Fig Guys. I was like, what's up, Mike?
Sell.
We got Diorama Dad in the house. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, man?
EW, has anyone's Elite 115 shipped yet? No, I don't think they've shipped yet. I don't think they're in stock. I just got the list from Ringside today of everything that's new in stock. So,
yeah, they should probably be shipping popping up soon.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I think they were. I want to go in. I have the Punk ordered from that set, but I want to go and get I think I need to add the Final Boss and R-Truth. I think I ordered R-Truth.
You have to get the R-Truth.
I don't have an R-Truth figure in my collection.
That's insanity. For how long this dude's been wrestling?
It drives me crazy. That Greatest Hits was at my Target recently, and my friend texts me, and he's like, it's there. So I went, I'm like, he goes, do you want me to hide it? Do you want me to get it? I'm like, no, it'll be fine for an hour. Nobody's going to get it. I get to that Target an hour later and it was gone.
R-Truth sells, man.
I know. I need an R-Truth. So I already pre-ordered this one, but I want the Greatest Hits one. If anybody finds that R-Truth Greatest Hits, I need that too. So let me know if you find it. I guess, you know, I think it's sold out on Ringside already when I looked for it.
R-Truth is hot, man. Hot commodity.
Some of the best comedic timing I've ever seen in wrestling as well.
He's a good rapper. It's wild.
He is a good rapper. What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
CDW wants his Elite 115 Tyler Bate to ship. Don't worry, it'll be shipping. So
when it comes, is the saying goes.
I think my mail person and FedEx person must hate us because the mail person, we have like a long, like, I don't know, 600-700 foot driveway. So that when we get packages, they have to drive it down the driveway and she hates that. But she's been coming down every day. Like, my wife and I just do so much online shopping. I'm not running to the store.
I feel like the driveway gimmick is way better than, like, being delivered house to house on the street. Because, like, we got the short sidewalk, no driveway. Yeah. My mail lady is booking it up and down the blocks. It's crazy how fast she works, man.
I get it.
Yeah.
So,
but hey, more packages, less problems.
Yes. Just more packages, more Ringside packages. I've had so many Mattel Creations packages over the last week or two.
That sale was insane, man.
It was insane.
Yeah, I got my Piper and Georgie Animal Steel right here. I got my Nitro ring sitting on my couch still.
Piper and Georgie Animal Steel.
We needed it, man.
I feel like I might need one more. You like my glasses. Thank you. I can't see without them. So absolutely cannot see without them anymore. I don't know what happened to my eye.
Still in the box.
This figure. Such a good figure.
One of my favorite Pipers. I'm super pumped to open it.
The two last two last Pipers, both Ultimate Editions, the Monday Night Wars and that one are just amazing.
They are. They're really good.
We have one of our guests here. Should we let him in?
We can let him in.
Should we knock him? If you listen real carefully. Listen.
Yeah.
What is up? Welcome back to the show. Magic designer from Mattel now. Second time on from Mattel Magic. How you doing, buddy? Welcome back to the show. Uh-oh, he has no sound.
That's how magical he is.
He has no sound. He's never had that sound. There we go.
We're good. The coat was loud enough. I didn't know if we needed the audio.
I'm here still celebrating the Dodgers World Series win, just to show Tom's face a little bit.
Thank you for showing up, Magic. It was nice seeing you. We'll see you again another. No, I'm kidding. Listen, you guys deserve to win the World Series. I'm not even going to argue that.
Yeah,
so,
it's good.
Congratulations. I texted you congratulations, but now I'll say it in person. So
there you go.
Listen, we're both big baseball guys. We text all the time about baseball. So.
Yeah.
And to mess with that overpriced contract for a guy who can't play defense. So
he's dodged that bullet. So I'm happy for you guys there.
I think it was a blessing in disguise.
So. Yeah, he signed Max Fried. So he's doing okay.
I was very happy about that. Magic, let's talk real quick before. I mean, I don't know if I got this in the mail today. Did you work on this?
I did not work on that, but I know who did. It came out fantastic. I really love that figure. It's really awesome. Dude, it's
amazing.
What's on there is amazing. The cool face Joker mask. The team did a really, really good job on that. Really came out cool.
Really
the package really just sets that whole thing off. It like kind of sets a mood for it. Really
nice.
Yeah, they did a great job. So
yeah.
It's cool. Like I'm loving all my AEW exclusives from ringside lately. So I got
Tony Storm one looks amazing. That's amazing. The Takeshita.
I love them all.
Yeah, they came out.
So you've been back a few months since we last spoke to you. How does it feel? Are you back into the groove there now?
Yeah, it's been going really good. It's been really busy, but it's been really fun to get back into it, like you're saying. It's just been a challenge. It's been awesome, actually. It's really surprised how quickly it's moving. It's because I'm already starting to see like stuff coming back, and like it's going really quickly, but I'm enjoying every second so far.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Happy to hear.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all happy for you. It's always good to like, listen, I just did the same thing. I returned to my old job like the beginning of October.
Nice.
And it's just a great feeling. So I get it. I absolutely get it. So it's always like we're just like CM Punk. It feels good to be home, right?
and I still work with children. We're all good.
But yeah, I couldn't be happier. The team's fantastic. It's great to be back with Bill and Steve. It's really awesome. Just fun to collaborate with those guys and see how like they've been doing it for these past 6 years and how like much they've evolved and how able like the high level they've been doing things at and like being able to join right there with them. It's fun.
Yeah, it's got to be awesome to see the changes from when you were there. You know, you took your sabbatical and you come back and it's a brand new machine, right? Like it's got to be completely different.
It's kind of funny how the building hasn't changed like pretty much at all. So like walking in, like, it's exactly the same.
So you left, you come back. How far did action figure technology change in the time you were gone?
I think pretty substantially. So when I had left, they weren't doing double jointed elbows. There was a lot of stuff that I kind of capitalized on for the AEW line. Interchangeable hands, interchangeable heads, stuff like that, that we kind of look back on now. It's like, oh, it's basically, that's kind of standard for everything now. And then coming back, they've done stuff that really pushed the envelope. Their DIJ face printing technology is like, well, really high level. Their dislocated hips that like just allow the legs to kick so much forward. Their pinless joints. Like there's so much stuff that's going on that's like really next level that I'm pretty happy about and like happy to be a part of. And looking forward to take it even further.
And also, though, but you come back with a whole new wealth of experience from being away for, are you gone about 4 years?
6 years.
6 years. So, like, you worked on figures, and you bring your own knowledge back. And I think that's always a good thing. Like, and then you collaborate, and everything just gets better that way. How do you beat that? I don't really think you can.
Yeah, you really can. Especially because like you come back, you don't know what you don't know. So it's like you could push back on stuff. And it's like, oh, I don't know the history of them being told no for 6 years. But I'm pushing for it. Maybe I get a yes this time. Who knows?
It's always good to get a fresh, you know, perspective on things. Mm-hmm. You might be bringing something new to the table that they're like, oh, we forgot all about that person. Yeah. Let's get them on. I'm always here for it.
So, Magic, I can't ask what you've been working on. We all want to know what you've been working on, but let's talk. We saw Ringside Fest a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that excited me is the From the Vault line.
Yes. It
feels like you're really adding some substantial updates to the figures now, like new heads, different things. Like, is that something you guys aim for with this line now? So that is really not just a repaint and updated technology. It's like almost like a brand new figure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we were just mentioning all the updates that have happened since that have been gone. You look back at a figure that's been out for 10 years, something like that, Scott Hall or Kevin Nash were really sought after. So now we're able to do DIJ face printing. We're doing new heads or new different body parts. So we're able to update the figure, keep it true to its original form, but then also change it enough so that people who have the original aren't kind of just out in the woods, like kind of mad at everybody, like, why'd they do this? This is my grail. Man. I was going to tire on this thing. Still is good. So now I have a new one. People who have always wanted it, who kind of paid those prices, get a second chance at getting it. So it's kind of win-win.
No, super cool. I was just telling Tom last week, you know, it's awesome to see the Scott Hall pop up. And like, I have the original still in the package, but I always wanted to open it.
Yeah.
But why would I open that one when I got this better one out now that I could just buy that, keep the old one in the package, mock beautiful. Don't have to dust off the box to, you know, open it up, and we still get awesome figures. It's a nice system.
College fun safe. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was not collecting when Mattel initially took over because I was so bummed Jazzwares was done. So I missed like the first 30 lines, and now I'm getting the Straight Edge Punk in the From the Vault. I'm getting the Shawn Michaels, and like I'm getting all this stuff I did not get before that I didn't want to spend a ton of money for. And I'm getting the new updated versions. And again, like From the Vault, I have a lot of the Hall of Champions. I have the original, I think it was Road Dogg and Ron Simmons, and those are all coming out updates. And I've got the updates, and they're just amazing figures too. And I love the Hall of Champions package. I never have to open it. I could just keep that for one thing, and I have all the other ones to open now. So I absolutely, absolutely love it. So I think I'm going to have my Ultimate Edition CM Punk fight my Supreme Edition CM Punk Magic and see.
Nice. See who wins that one.
Who's the victor? They're both amazing figures, though. Like, I was like, how does Mattel top what you did at Jazzwares? But, like, they crushed it as well.
The head scans are amazing. The printing on there is great. Tattoo artwork, the shirts. Really next level stuff. And the hip displacement, I keep going back to those hips. I know some people are complaining about them, but those really change the game for stuff. Like you could do so many more poses and like you could make sure like the plastic's not like scratching off the paint when you're moving the legs. Cause like now you can move it and like get it exactly how you want it. It's really great
stuff. You're not over twerking the joint and having it crack off or anything. Like it's a nice system.
I'm a big fan of that. Boots now. Like you could do sharpshooters. There's so many things for fig photography that are just so much easier with these hips and for posing and getting people in moves. Like what a great feature it is. So I absolutely love them. I love all my CM Punk figures, but if I had to go back and pick one of my favorite things from Jazzwares ever, it's got to be that MJF and CM Punk dog collar match too.
Yeah, that's another level. Set of figures ever, I think.
Yeah,
dude, that's such a great set, and I'm so bummed I only got one. And by the time I went back to order another, they were gone. They were out of stock. So, it's gonna be a mint on Carter for me forever. But I love it. I absolutely. Good set.
Bill gave me a really great nickname because of that. He called me the Blood Master. So,
listen, the Blood and Guts line. What a great line that is, though. Like we haven't gotten any bloody figures until that line came along.
Yeah, not a long time. You know, it was like that old school throwback. You know, they used to come out. Jax used to do it all the time, which was cool with like the Terry Funks and stuff. But nobody did it like Magic did. You guys knocked it out of the park. It was so fun to just bust those open. And
yeah,
hopefully we still get more down the line because I was a big fan of the bloody figures.
Friedman played a big part in all of those ones too. So he's still there and he's still like running the show there. I'm hoping he's doing really good.
Get it, Friedman. He'll pop in here eventually. He'll be like, hey guys.
Yeah. I'm here soon. But dude, so what was your, like, before Steve gets here, what do you have a favorite, like a sentimental favorite from your time at Jazzwares?
Sentimental favorite. I mean, I always go back to the Supreme Lucha Bros. Those are, I think, it's kind of like all encompassing. That was the first time I saw something. I was like, I need to make a figure of this. Like, this is amazing. And then I pushed for it and lobbied for it and like got fight hard to get it in the line. And once we did it, it came out really good. Like the paint level, the paint detail, and like the sculpts, everything was like really, really good on that. Those two sets. I'm happy with that.
There was never a bad Lucha Brothers set of figures. Every single one of them that came out was just fantastic.
Listen, everybody's asking for this magic. They want a bloody Stone Cold Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13. I had texted you the link to our episode where we booked our own Define a Moment series. Did you listen to it?
I did listen to it. I thought you were commenting on the ringside reveals. So I was like, oh, this is dated. Like I thought. But yeah, I listened to it. Good episode. It's good.
That was a fun episode. Like, I don't know how we don't have a Piper with a coconut yet. Like, talk about defining moments. Mm-hmm. So you could also do a little Albano in a suit from when he got the record broken over his head at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. I'll just fuck all your lines. But wait a minute. We got to make somebody else in. I guess we have a double main event. It's time for welcome back to the show, Steve Ozer. Thank you so much for joining us. He's got a new setup there. See something?
I think I've just shifted the camera around a little bit. So
I feel like we're in Steve's pit instead of Piper's pit. We got Steve's pit over there. It looks really awesome. I love that shot.
Oh yeah, there's huge like portraits of myself on the other wall, like some coconuts and a WWE coffee table. It's great.
Where's your AC baby standing behind you? You got to get Rudman standing behind you. He could be.
his pink hat is out for repair, so he couldn't make it.
Again, thank you both for joining us today. Like it means so much. As we're winding up another year, it's just been an amazing year for wrestling figures. You know, I feel like I was just with you at WrestleMania in Philly, and now it's like we're right around the corner from another WrestleMania. I don't know where the time has went. So many reveals. How you doing, Steve?
I am tired, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the great year we had and, you know, all the wonderful fans who've come along on this journey with us. And then I'm really grateful to have Magic back and to have, like, such a kick-ass team. Not that it wasn't before, but, man, he elevates us so much more. It's incredible.
Yay. Absolutely. It's glad and good to hear.
You can slip me that $20 tomorrow, Magic.
I'll see you guys over before you got here. Don't worry.
You see the little Venmo notification pop down on Steve's screen.
We're just talking about the From the Vault series and how at Ringside Fest, it really seemed like you guys are taking those figures to the next level. Not just repaints and everything, like different types of heads now and everything. I love that. Like that really, you really just take more of my money, why don't you? But no, seriously, I love that. Is that also we're going to see that with the greatest hits, more changes and stuff like that?
Well, maybe we'll find out today, possibly. So hold that thought.
All right.
Hold it.
Give me a thumbnail.
Yeah. There you go. But should we jump into some pictures that we have here?
Are people in the chat asking for reveals? Because if they're not, I don't think we should give them to them.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, reveals. We're just not going to show reveals. If people in the chat wanted to see them, I guess they would have let us know.
Right. So, but I mean, meanwhile, they're like, can we get different legs on Kurt Angle?
Yes.
I'm joking. I know that you've never asked for that. You've asked for other things. Okay. So let's jump into reveals.
All right. Let's go with the first set we have here. Greatest hits.
Look at that. Speak of the devil.
Wow.
Greatest hits. Well, who would have thought
it? It's like we knew.
I love this. I had a little sneak peek putting these slideshows together today for the show tonight. Let's just jump right into it.
Ooh,
I love this.
All right. So first up, we've got the Hulkster. And this one is actually based off of a famous photo of Hulk that you can find on the internet. I believe it's from the Maple Leaf Gardens where he's walking down the ramp because they had a ramp in that venue. And he's like pointing to the ring. And that was such an iconic photo in the white gear. You know, like a not often worn gear by the Hulkster, but one that a lot of people remember. So it was cool to get a nice little greatest hits refresh out of Hulk here.
Very clean. Dude, I, like,
Hogan was always the yellow tight. So when you saw him in a light blue or the white, it always stood out. So when I saw this figure, I'm like, I need this. Like sometimes you release something that I didn't know I needed, like the suited Andre from the Elite 100 set. Oh, love this. Love this. Look at this. Look at this Hulkster.
Forgive me, everyone, from looking down. I'm dropping a link into my Instagram story so people can watch.
Boom.
Oh, so we got the bandana in the mouth Hogan here. Like,
oh, yeah.
With probably my favorite version of the WWF title because I just loved this as a kid. So seeing it again, love it. I absolutely love it.
It's cool to see a wider mustache on Hogan, too, and not so much that straight down look that we always are used to. So this is cool, and I like the details with the – you know, the bandana hanging out of the mouth. Very, very nice. Very clean.
Look at the rips in the back of the shirt. I love it. Absolutely.
And I don't think we have package photos yet in the images that I sent you, but in the pack out, he will be doing like the points, kind of like replicating that image from the house show.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's such a perfect thing to get signed too. Look how great this is. It just pops. Seeing him in the white is popping because so many Hogans we have are in the yellow.
So what's left? I think blue knee pads is the only thing left to do.
But we see people must have and all these, like, Eddie, people are excited for this. I'm absolutely excited. I know people like, oh, another Hogan figure. And I'm like, yes, another Hogan figure. Just keep giving them to me. I will never stop.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. that's just perfect. It looks so good.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
Ooh. We got Shield Seth Rollins.
Shield Seth. So this one, I believe, does have an updated head, not a new head. You won't see new parts tooled up for Greatest Hits or Vault, but we can kind of switch parts around sometimes. So you have a new head here, and I think the hair, maybe. Ooh. Different deco. Maybe had some blonde in it before, so. Freshening up Shield Seth here.
This looks super awesome. And the brown table. I love the brown tables. More brown tables.
A brown table.
Yeah. I opened up my Dudleys. I seen the black tables. I was like, oh, no, come on. But it's still probably my favorite two-pack from you guys so far. I'm loving it, man. But this looks great. I was telling Tom before we hopped on, this is my favorite Shield version of Seth. Like the scan looks fantastic. And way bigger update from the previous one. I love. Like, I really dig it. It's got a very, very solid look to it.
And it's been so long since we've had Shield figures to get them with the updated printing and a new technology and everything. Absolutely, yeah. I absolutely love it.
And forgive me, guys. I think I didn't talk to Bill. By the way, Bill was going to be a surprise guest. He can't make it. He has real work to do. Not that this is real work, also. But we didn't get to talk through some of these, and I can't really quite remember. But I think this is from the Royal Rumble match with Roman Reigns.
Nice, very cool.
And that's why we left the blonde out of the hair.
Nice.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And we got plenty of Shield figures with the blonde in the hair, so that's a nice nice thing to have with all black.
And heads are swappable. Awesome. So we also have Batista. This is an early Elite Batista where he came with the referee shirt, and we may have a shot of it, but that referee shirt barely fit him in real life, and there was like a tear in the back. So that should be present on the figure as well.
Nice.
So really, you know, going back back in time here. There it is. Yeah.
This is the tear right there.
So pretty cool to get Batista out there. Every time we do a Batista, he seems to sell like hotcakes. So we're going to keep delivering Batistas, both new and old, to you guys.
And I love that. One of my favorite figures you guys have made. Going back to the first Batista release, it's been spot on. Like, that is a mini version of Batista. Every time I see one, I'm like, man, this is, I don't know how you can update it. I don't know what you could fix about it because it's perfect. It's so good.
And I love that he follows his figures. Like when he got the other one with the Ruthless Aggression with the flower pot in there. And he's like, why do I always come with flower pots on his interface?
It's a lamp. And I feel regretful now that we didn't put a lamp in this one.
Lamp. That's absolutely it. But this is another great one. I can't wait because I wasn't collecting when this originally came out. So I'll be scooping this one.
Batista giving us the double bicep there.
Gotta love it.
Some crab pose here going on.
So good. Absolutely. And hopefully he goes into the Hall of Fame this year. That would be really cool.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
He was delayed there. Speaking of Hall of Famers, we've got a refresh of a classic Rey Mysterio figure. I think this one was in that, was it that like beige-ish packaging? That white? No, it was white.
The,
it wasn't.
Really it was the white. Yeah, the white. Like the, 12 through like 20 something number. Yeah, yeah. Something like that. But yeah, this is, I was telling Tom, this is one of my favorite versions of Rey Mysterio. I love the red and blue pop so well, and it's going to be awesome to have them with the alternate hands now. Nice little extras. So this is fantastic to see back out there.
It's so good too. Oh, yeah. All the color just pops. It looks so good.
Yeah, this is a cool one.
I love it. Absolutely. 619, baby.
Yeah. All right. Undertaker with some wild entrance robe here from a WrestleMania. I can't remember which one. Maybe New Orleans, possibly.
The later one, for sure.
Yeah. Is this the one where he lost the streak, perhaps?
Maybe.
I think it is.
I think it's the year after.
Around there. Mohawk era Undertaker.
Mania 29.
This was the blue and silver packaging era of Elites, yeah. Right? Yeah.
This was cool, though. This entrance robe is a beautiful, beautiful, detailed piece, though. Like, words don't do it justice. It's really, really awesome to have it in hand, and it fits on him very well. I mean, that's insane. The spikes are so cool, too.
That is insane. Look at the details on this. Wow.
Every like little gem, silver gems like painted on that thing. I was so surprised having it in hand. Like it's such a beast. Like it's big. Like it has like a presence to it. When you stand him there with the jacket on the hood, it's
really Shredder cool. vibe to it.
Yeah. This back shot was funny. When I was doing e-com approvals, kind of art directing the photo shoot remotely, they picked some like intricate walking pose for him, and I just kind of laughed at it, seeing the pose they chose, because he can't move. Like he's in the jacket, he can't move. So they plopped him down, and they were done, and that was it. So
fair enough, it works.
Imagine he's walking.
Oh, this is an awesome. This is the year Paul Bearer died, so he's got the tribute to Paul Bearer on the tights. This is one of my favorite Undertaker figures. So very happy to see it back. That's awesome.
So maybe was this Miami? No. Was it Miami or New York? New York, New Jersey? New York, New Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. This versus is the year Punk? He fought Punk. Yeah. Yeah.
Punk, oh, thank you, great. CD Wrestling Figure Empire. He's on.
Yes.
It. Who knows? Who knows? Hopefully that doesn't mean anything in another language.
Wow, look at that. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. Hopefully in the future, we'll possibly get that Punk again. You're just throwing that out.
maybe we can redo it. I feel like that one deserves a new head sculpt, personally.
Yeah, but the gear was phenomenal, especially because it was that, you know, Undertaker-themed Punk gear, and such an awesome, you know, build-up to that match. That was fun. That would be a really cool re-release.
I can't wait. All right, Ron Simmons.
Oh, yeah, Ron Simmons, only previously released as a Hall of Champions figure. At least, you know, only released in his singles WCW run. So another chance to get the WCW title. I think it's only been released twice before, maybe, with Vader and with the original Ron Simmons. And we refreshed him. And I think the purple is from the title win itself.
Nice. The blue pops, but the purple looks so good on, you know, that's your Ron Simmons right there. It looks fantastic. Yeah. And the face is awesome.
Can we just say he had some real kick-ass entrance music during this era? It was really badass.
This is great. This is an awesome figure. I remember I'm walking into Target and I was seeing the WCW title and I was like, yes. I was so pumped, man. So this is a nice one to add to the collection, because the purple, you know, it's such a different color than the original release. Absolute great idea.
And like me and Mike like to talk about, I have the Hall of Champions of this and it looks so nice in that packaging. Now I can buy this group in it, and like I get the best of both worlds, because I can't get another Hall of Champions at a cheap price to open. So I love this, and it's up. So
the Hall of Champions packaging was so perfect. Like it was such a cool like tribute to the titles and everything. So that's one of my favorite aesthetics to see on there. So this is gonna be awesome.
Absolutely. And more Ron Simmons, please. Absolutely. Like this guy, I feel like he's underrated for how good he was in. Throughout his time in wrestling, he's so good.
Yeah, I'd love to see APA make a return to the vault line. Just throwing that one out there too, because that would be, you know, we'll be able to get sleeveless and sleeved variant. Right. So good.
I think I actually have both with the no sleeves and the sleeves.
Yeah, I think I do too.
It's such a cool setup. My favorite Usos. These ones pop so well, man. I love the that.
Who, Jimmy color. And Jay? Jimmy and Jay, your favorite Usos?
They are my favorite Usos.
These versions of the figures are his favorite figures.
Yes, there we go.
I've been trying to get these two particular Uso figures back into a vault or greatest hits for quite some time now. So, you know, whatever made certain people say yes to it this time. I'm really happy to get updated versions of these guys. These are some of my favorite. I mean, this era, they were so colorful with their shorts and face paint and stuff. So it's cool to see this again. And, you know, those guys are on fire in WWE content. So now you could, you know, take a step back into the past and kind of get where, not quite where it started, but almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are great.
And you think about how long they've been around WWE for, and they're still growing. Jay is as popular now as anyone in WWE. So it's so cool to see that, the support he has. He's one of the top merch sellers. I'll tell you, we had a reel from one of his figures that just keeps going like crazy. We're at almost 100,000 views on one reel.
Wow. Of Jay.
It's like crazy.
And thank
it's
you.
Still going off on YouTube, like 200 views a day at least.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's crazy. It's eating. It's doing good stuff. No, these are awesome.
These really are awesome. I'll have to buy these two because I don't think I have these two, Mike. I think these were from when I was not collecting.
Yeah, you missed out. These are great.
I did.
Literally, it's my favorite Uso figures, especially from back in the day. Like you said, they were so colorful. And, you know, they kind of iterate that now, but you're stuck with that kind of red and blue theme for a little bit. So this is nice, nice throwback and a very, very nice change of pace. It's cool.
And I would love to know how hard that little, with their entrance used to be, with that little dance and the chant and everything. That couldn't have had to be easy to do as you're going out to the ring every match. Like,
I don't know. I feel like they're well trained in it. There's some like TikTok video going around of a political hearing or something, and the woman like starts doing the chant, and like everyone there starts doing like the dance and the chant. So I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'll have to look for that one. I love the Usos, and I get
that scan is fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, that's the end of this. We have any more we should show there, Steve?
Yeah, let's keep it going. We have some more reveals. I don't remember what anymore. Here we go. Best of ultimate greatest hits. Ultimate greatest hits. We've got Hulkster slightly updated here, and then a straight up re-release of one of the most popular ultimate figures, Seth freaking Rollins. So Seth, you know, back in action now after a little bit of a hiatus this year. So just in time, we'll have an ultimate figure coming out. And then, you know, hopefully as Seth, you know, makes more appearances and has more gear, maybe that'll give us even more options for a future ultimate figure. But this one to tide people over who missed out the first time.
Yeah. And we just got that Amazon fan takeover. That's another amazing one. Mm-hmm. And with Seth's outfits, man, everyone you see, it's like, oh, that would be a cool ultimate. That would be a cool ultimate. Like, what goes into deciding which one you actually pick out? Like, I'm still waiting for the big red boots for him.
There's a lot of factors. Oh, well, the boots are an IP issue. So we want to find a good look. We listen to requests from collectors. WWE sometimes might chime in. We might have favorites. We need to see what we can afford as an ultimate figure, depending on where it lives. If it's in, you know, the assortment of ultimates, or if it's a standalone figure and it gives us more or less wiggle room to play with the cost, tooling, you know, everything really. So there's no one deciding factor that makes us choose something. We have to weigh a lot of options here.
Is he a guy that, like, when he comes out with something super lavish, you just like put your head down?
I mean, I think there's sometimes we message each other and we're just like, this is impossible. Like, we just can't do it. And other times we just try to find a way to make it work. Like, you know, putting like this way, for instance, you have Hulk Hogan, who is a little lighter on deco and soft goods. And then you have someone extremely heavy in deco and soft goods with Seth. So they kind of like balance each other out.
Yeah. This is a great Seth.
So you're saying Seth's a better value is what you're saying, Steve.
Yeah. He didn't say it, but I'm saying it. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about this Hogan. What's the, you said this is upgraded a little bit. What's upgraded here?
So we've made some tweaks to our original Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure, and we've created a WrestleMania 3 Ultimate Hulk Hogan figure. So forgive me. I don't know if we swapped a head. It could be possible. There may be a head from another Hulk Hogan figure in here to change it up a little bit. But he does have the updated headband that matches the WrestleMania 3 look, the shirt from WrestleMania 3, and the title from that era of his championship run. And some cool photos here. Here, I think the reference photo, he was like holding the rope with that other non-pointing hand, but they made it work.
It looks good.
Look at that skin tone.
Yeah.
Perfect skin tone.
Yeah.
Venice Beach tan.
And the biggest biceps that plastic can handle.
24 inch, Mike. Let's get it right.
24 centimeter.
See, he's a better value for plastic. All the plastic that goes into his biceps. He's the.
Yeah, that's the real value. Come on.
Screw that guy. Wait.
One more set of photos here to jump into, Steve. Why don't you tell us about this?
All right. So some more anticipated photos here. People have been asking when are they going to see the photo set for Legends Ultimate Edition Hollywood Hogan. So this figure comes to Target in Q2 of 2025. We revealed it back at Comic-Con, and now here we can see what it looks like in full plastic form versus the hand-painted model we had at Comic-Con.
And so, you're getting the championship belt as well as the weight belt. Like, this is really, really cool. All the hands.
Oh, yeah. So this is representative of his Hulk Steel Rules return in 2002, I think, when he faced The Rock and the fans embraced him once again. Then he went on to defeat Triple H for the Undisputed Championship. And this is the smaller version of that championship that he won from Triple H. And then they resized it and made it larger with subsequent title holders. I think Undertaker maybe had the larger one. Yeah. But yeah, Hulks are here. He's got... after we go to the next picture, you'll see we start to roll in. Maybe the next picture. That's a back shot. Still running wild. So you have the expressive new heads that Bill sculpted up here of him hulking up toward the end of his matches. So that's that hulk up you face. And I think we have a close-up shot of him, you know, as he's had enough of the beatdown. And he's getting ready. Awesome. Marching around the ring. You know what I'm talking about, guys.
This is amazing, man. This is great.
We could probably all do it right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, this is so good. Like, everybody's like, oh, they're running out of Hogan's to make. I don't think you've run out yet.
Check out that weight belt.
Yeah. Amazing. And I like that we got this smaller holes on it, right? Smaller peg holes for it.
It's a different design. Nice. And I think you're going to see this tweak design rollout for Cody Rhodes as well.
Oh, awesome. Wow. I love that you get the very, very vibrant silver piece of the belt. And you can tell there's a huge difference. It's awesome.
Really?
I hope Alex West isn't deceased after seeing these photos.
Just breathe. It's okay. We'll give you the Yeet fan. You'll be all right.
Oh man. I'm so excited for all those, man. They look amazing.
The you face is probably my favorite thing. That came out amazing. Something we don't have too for Hogan figures. It's great.
And the other thing, like, it's so hard when you see figures made with the expressive faces, but you nailed every one of them.
Yeah.
Like, they all look so good in all the ones we've seen lately. Like, I absolutely love that we're starting to get that stuff now. And the creativity that you see with people doing the fake photography with some of these screaming heads, that Roman Reigns ones, that Roman was so good. Which one did you want? Oh, Mike, you were talking about doing a figure with Mankind. Who is that with?
Oh, it's got to be somebody with their tongue out. I forgot who. I had him on my desk, and I cleaned my desk off a couple days ago because it was my birthday, and I had to open up presents. But But in Mankind, yeah, the Ultimate Mankind. You know, he puts the Sako in his mouth. You got to get somebody with the Roman would be perfect for it. And there's a couple great figures for that one. Super, super cool. Wow. A big fan. I love the Ultimate Mankind, by the way. Not that you need to hear it from me, but it came out amazing. So good. It was such a pleasure to open and screw around with. And great job on that one.
Thank you. That was a long time coming, that one.
Yeah, no, it like the tie being movable, like that was a complete shock for me. Like that was super cool because it was like, oh, I was playing around with it. It was like the little details like that are just make it so awesome.
Man, and I was like, I'm so excited with the year coming to the end. We're getting ready to do our year recap, like picking our favorite figures of the year. Steve, it's going to be hard this year to pick out one favorite figure of the year. There are so many good ones. I know what my sentimental favorites are. And like, I don't know if anything could beat that Lou Albano for me, but that figure is a gem. What was your favorite figure that was released this year?
Oh, man, I don't know. maybe CM Punk Ultimate Edition. We came back from Survivor Series weekend, checked our email, and were given the green light immediately that we could do Punk figures. And then the first two that we did were the return figure from Survivor Series for Mattel Creations and this ringside item. So awesome to see them in people's, well, this one at least, in people's hands already.
Yeah.
And the MC one coming soon. But yeah, I think that might be it. But I mean, there's so many. And I can't even remember because we're working on like 3 years worth of product. So I'm getting confused. Let me look in cheat, perhaps. Steiner Brothers. What'd you say, Magic?
Ultimate Rhea Ripley.
That's a great one, but it's not out yet. Nobody has it except maybe us. They're not out yet. I'm looking at Boss Man and Bam Bam.
I don't know. Outsiders is really sick.
Outsiders, yeah, they were great.
My favorite Hall, I swear.
It's riveting entertainment here with my back turned as I look at
it. But we see more of the toys, so I guess we got to take the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it's great stuff, but it doesn't really matter what I think was the best. It's what all the collectors thought was the best. So
you see the Colosseum collection. We just pre-ordered the latest set through Amazon. Will that also be on Mattel Creations, or is it strictly going to be on Amazon now? Okay,
cool. They'll have some units available around shipping time, I think.
Nice.
Which is February. I think that's what Amazon quoted.
Cool. Yeah. So for now, I know you had an. And I don't know if you could say it. You were talking that you were still trying to renew Colosseum collection for another year the last time you were here. I think you said it's available in 25. Is it going to go beyond 2025? Do we know yet?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. And it wasn't that it was, like death was approaching it. It was just for every line, including Elites and Ultimate Edition and Main Event, you go through the process every year of getting approvals for everything. And some of them are turnkey, like, yeah, Elites are working, keep it going, don't change anything. And other things there are deeper discussions on. So it's just that process. So that's where we were. So I feel like everyone took that as, oh, no, the Grim Reaper is coming for it, and we don't know if it's going to live. But we just had to go through that approval process.
But also, as well as... You only have a certain many wrestlers that are signed to Legends deal that were part of LJNs that you could keep making. So with new Legend deals popping up like Jesse the Body Ventura, there's more people available to possibly.
I don't know what you're talking about. So,
hey, listen, I'm so excited for this Saturday. We get to see Jesse the Body Ventura return to commentary on Saturday night's main event. That's like we have always talked about Jesse. Like that's really exciting to see him back in the mix here, and I can't wait to see him.
Bored to be.
Yeah, who needs Jesse when you got Mike?
It works, right? I'm available for commercials. Just throw it out. But no, it's. I mean, talk about toyetic people from history. I mean, Jesse popping back up into the WWE atmosphere. It's so. I mean, just giddy inside thinking about the possibility of having a Jesse figure would be insane. But I mean, there's so many different looks too. You got commentator Jesse. You got wrestler Jesse. All will be revealed soon.
That is, I mean, I'm excited. All the legends that we've seen announced lately, too, and I can't wait to see figures of them, but I'm hoping there's a lot more that we don't know about. I love when we get the, you know, a WrestleMania weekend, and all of a sudden we see a new figure of somebody we didn't know was coming. To me, that's like Christmas morning. I absolutely love that. I almost don't want to hear who signed a Legends deal beforehand. Show me the figure, because then the anticipation kills you. Like the Headbangers, they announced it how long ago, and look how perfect these figures are.
Yeah, it feels like that's the trend now. Legends announcing that they've signed a nostalgia deal with WWE. So that's up to them. But there are a few we're working on that haven't been announced. So let's hope those talent keep it that way. But if not, it's okay. you know, people will still get excited when they see the figures for the first time.
Yeah.
And we always have the obscure gimmicks to choose from as well. They always seem to surprise people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's as Matt Goldberg pointed out in our comments, Golga, you know, was probably the biggest surprise, not on anybody's bingo card, for getting a release, you know. So it's super cool to see. I already see people making decals for the Cartman shirt and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. I bought a world's smallest Cartman figure to put with my Golga. So check
beautiful
eBay out for that one, guys.
Yeah.
For Golga on eBay, the world's smallest. It'll go right with your figure. I love it. Like, I have my Ultimate set up like yours are, and they just make such a beautiful backdrop that I'm thinking of moving my desk by my Ultimates to put in my backdrop, because I absolutely love it. Like, I'm still an Ultimate completist. I can't stop. I just can't stop with the Ultimates. They're such an amazing line of figures.
Yeah.
I think that's the one where I will keep one of each in package for sure until they kick me off the line. and then maybe that'll be my time to stop that. But it is getting out of control, and I'm out of room for Ultimates right now. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I literally just got a couple more, and I don't know where to put them. So
it looks so nice though on the shelf. I will give you that. Like, you got the Coliseum collection really vibes with the Ultimate packages underneath it. Like, it really on a visual collection thing, it looks great.
And I love the fact that you stay consistent with the packaging, and you get the tag team pack, and you can put it right in that pack. Or if you want to put it on the shelves, you can take it out of that packaging, and it looks just like your other ones. And then the CM Punk packaging just blew me out of the water. Like, it was so perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Was it a hard decision saying, let's change that for CM Punk? Because really, we haven't seen it change for anybody.
I think we dabbled with that change quite a few times, and just for whatever reason didn't pull the trigger. But for this one, I feel like I was just in a packaging approvals meeting, and I just said, and change it to blue, and like just like that, like, it was done. And they were like, oh, okay,
it looks really good.
Yeah, we just wanted to make that figure as special as possible. Of course, you want to keep some things true to Ultimate Edition with, you know, these special releases, but I feel like, you know, that one in particular needed a little something special more to really commemorate what an awesome thing it is that it exists, that we had a chance to work on an Ultimate CM Punk figure from that era of WWE.
Yeah. I mean, we're now CM Punk returned just a little over a year ago. I now have 5 CM Punk figures here that have been released in the last few months, and just keep releasing them. I don't
It sounds like you're complaining a little bit there, Tom. No.
I would never complain about a CM Punk figure.
Magic's doing some.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's going to knock your socks off.
He usually does.
I believe in Magic. I can't wait. No, I can't wait to see what else is coming, because it's just amazing. So
Magic got to work on CM Punk in 2 different wrestling lines, which is wild.
Mm-hmm. That's a rare achievement unlocked there.
So he's got to beat himself.
Yeah. This is a really interesting question. Now, how does it, you know, working on, obviously with Jazzwares at AEW, now you come in here and you work on him. How do you take what you learned doing him before here? Does it make it easier? Do you try to approach it differently? Like, because they were really perfect, the Jazzwares. So, like, I'm curious to this whole process for you.
I mean, something like Cody, for instance, too, it makes it a little easier, because I literally can, like, go to online and, like, oh, yeah, make it look like this kind of thing. But, like, you know, I don't know. It's not, it feels good. It's fun to work on these guys again and have the shot to, like, do something different with them and try something new.
and so much more of a back catalog with Punk. You could do new things, old things. Yeah. So, and I think that's a lot of fun. And I think one of the amazing thing is with the Punks that have been released, you could actually see the difference from like the Ultimate, how he's aged in the face compared to the, well, the Ultimate's a younger one, but the newer ones, like you could see he's based on an older Punk. Like, I would think that wouldn't be easy to accomplish, but it stands out on these figures, yeah, which I think is really, really cool. So I absolutely love that.
And now that we're getting a little deeper into things here and we have time to tool up stuff and Punk is making more appearances, we don't have to rely as much on the older head sculpts. But, you know, yeah, of course, when he re-signed, we were trying to get on it as quickly as possible. So having to leverage some of those old head sculpts, but you know, the Money in the Bank Ultimate, like you can see how far our sculpting capabilities have come. It's just so good.
Yeah. They're killing it on the figure photography with that one so far. So it's been a delight to see. It's really cool.
The DIG printing, dude, like to get the grays and the beard and the silver hits on the, like, so detailed. Comes out really good. Like you're saying, the younger ones, the older ones. Like, you get so much out of these guys.
It was nice to see an updated Punk head with the lip ring, too, because he doesn't have it anymore, you know? So it was a nice, like, first thing I noticed was, like, has he got the lip ring? Yeah, he's got the, all right, we're good.
Working on the new, like, Demolition axe hair for him, Magic? Have you seen that meme?
Oh.
We're going to get the War Games
Punk hair. We need a well-conditioned two-pack of Punk and Axe if we ever get Axe back.
We need Axe back. I'm here for it. It's a good idea.
Those new Demolition retros, I saw them pop up Thanksgiving weekend on one of the Black Friday sales. They look so good. And I'm a big Demolition collector, so, and Road Warriors, so I'm excited for all that stuff. Magic, have you checked out any of the indie lines?
Independent toy lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that the Punk's coming out with the Larry.
Yes, from Yellow Spaces.
Cool. Yeah. Interesting. And Larry will somehow still be in scale, which makes a great accessory for our, you know, Mattel figure.
Who was that? The Fatu from MLW?
Yeah. That's a
really cool figure. Really cool.
The MLW line is actually like really, really cool looking. I was a big fan of those. And they had an awesome sale where you got the ring and four figures for like $100 over last week. How can you pass that up?
Speaking of Jacob Fatu, we saw at Ringside Fest, you announced that whole line with the pretty much the new bloodline, and you got a Nia Jax in there. I'm so excited for that line. That's as excited as I've been for a whole line in a long time, just to complete the new bloodline. Jacob Fatu, that guy's a star, man. He is so good. I don't know how he just got to WWE now, but it was kind of perfect time, and it was kind of good they didn't bring him in sooner because it fit for this story.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes things are meant to like wait and simmer, and they come in, and it just makes more sense. But the Jacob Fatu figure, we're going to get the Tongans figures. Like, man, what kind of a decision goes into making a whole line based on that?
Bill's excitement. he just got really excited about doing a whole wave of, you know, themed around that. And he's tried a couple of times before, and it doesn't usually work out to theme a wave. So he did it this time. And it's cool. It's a badass wave. He did make one change, so it's not going to be 100% Samoan themed at the end of the day. I guess I can say once again, it didn't work out for Bill there. but hopefully when you guys see the figure that is included, you'll be excited. And I will reveal, here's another news information reveal. That last slot was originally Make a Difference Fatu. He is going to be pushed out. And Magic is going to take over designing what's left of Make a Difference Fatu and working him into another slot somewhere else.
Nice. Awesome. Can't wait to see what you do with Make-A-Wish Fatu, man.
Did I say Make-A-Wish? Make a difference?
Make a difference. I said Make-A-Wish. Oh, okay, No, it's cool. And speaking of Ringside Fest, I mean, I was gushing over the Dudley boys because they're just, I mean, the head scan on D-Von, I took a picture for Tom and I was just like, it is remarkable. Like, even with the little cuts in the back of the hair and everything. But you guys announced an ECW Paul Heyman. And I'm excited for this, man. I really am. It's filling out these holes that I'm seeing. Like, it was so cool to pose the Dudleys next to Sandman, and like the little glimmer of childhood happiness popped off, and it hasn't been there in a long time.
It's cool. Magic's doing his homework here. You want to tell us the lengths you're going to try to make this figure right?
So yeah, so this ECW one-eyed Stan Paul Heyman, I was having such a hard time finding the backstage pass, like the graphic for it. And luckily Steve, I don't know how he found it, like in a garage sale or something, found like the exact image. And so yeah, it's like we're digging, trying to make these things as good as they can be and accurate as they can be.
That's awesome. Yeah. Excited for that. Once I seen the trench coat, I knew, because like I've been saying, like if there was, you know, an option to do kind of like you did with Eric Bischoff, put an ECW ring, and like Paul Heyman would have been the perfect person to place with it. But I don't got to wait for a ring. I'm getting Paul, you know, on his own, and I'm happy about my wallet's happier about
that. Mattel Creations going into the new year, like, is now the time you start planning things for the Superstore at WrestleMania this year, or is that already underway?
It's underway. I don't know what reveals we'll have. Usually that's the last decision to make what we're taking. You know, we'll know line-wise, you know, Monday Night War and Legends will all have spots there. But as far as exact figures, like it's the latest and greatest that we have available at the time. So I don't know what that'll be. But yeah, we're planning what our booth will, you know, hypothetically look like should the stars all align. And trying to work with WWE to see what the best way to get information to everybody out there is. This year we did a great panel with CM Punk, so I'd love to do that again. But who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool seeing that Sam Roberts do the interview up there and just seeing CM Punk back with Mattel then. What a great weekend that was. I will be at Mania this year. I will be heading out there. I don't even know if I'm going to Mania. I'm coming for all the side stuff. If I get to Mania, fine. If not, I go to a watch party and watch it. Like,
that's the cool thing about Mania, because we all can just get together whether you go to the show or not. But
yeah,
everyone should try to go to the show. It's a spectacle, to say the least.
Part of the magic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Being there for the first time in my life after watching wrestling for as many years as I have, and like just walking through and seeing everything set up, like it was such a surreal moment for me that I just recently went back and watched night one, and I just got goosebumps from being there the whole night. Like, it's such a special feeling. If you're a wrestling fan and you've never been to a Mania, you need to get to a Mania. You need to do it at least once. So if I get to Vegas and I could go, I'll absolutely go. Mm-hmm. But if I don't, the side stuff, all the side events, you got WrestleCon and all these different things, they're just amazing. Yeah. So, and just to be around so many people who love wrestling, like as a wrestling fan, that was
Vegas of all places, too. Yeah. You
have to like put me on a leash, make sure I don't gamble when we're there. Don't gamble. I'll be spending my money on all things wrestling that weekend.
That's good.
You can gamble on wrestling.
That is true.
That's true.
Don't
I'm sure there's going to be a couple places that will be offering it live in person. So I have many ideas, Magic. No.
Indiana, you're legally allowed to bet on WWE. So
you are. You could
just, yeah, you are. Indiana approved it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like one of the only states that has approved it so far.
That's crazy.
I know. I got banned from those overseas once because I did like a bet one night and I won, like it was like a 10-1 bet and I won it, and then I parlayed it onto like a 17-1. Everything I won and hit it again. They never let me bet on wrestling again after that on that site.
Like, you're an insider. Can't be doing that. So good, though. Yeah, you guys obviously knocking it out of the park. We are super excited for 2025. We keep saying it every time you're on, but it's greatest time to not only be a wrestling fan, but a wrestling collector. I'm shocked. I just opened up this thing. The flames, it's so awesome though. The cane posts, like, killing it, absolutely. I love the accessories so much. Little things like that. There's not necessarily needed, but a well afterthought for a cool figure. It's awesome.
I like the arm on fire one. That's so good.
Yeah, no, literally you just open them up. It's one of my favorite, you know, it's a great cane figure, but the arm being on fire, the inclusion of the fire extinguisher, super awesome.
You got to be able to put them out.
Yeah, we need more pyro. I, I've been talking to Magic about this since we met. We need more pyro. We need more stage aesthetic.
Get you some sparks, and you can put them on the side of your stage and light them.
Yeah. So. That burns things, though. I learned that lesson a long time ago.
You know, I feel like you guys are in such a groove because the Superstars line has been going on now. The Ultimates have been going on. Like, all of your lines have been a hit lately. Like, that's got to feel pretty damn good to look, oh, wow, like, everything is doing well. You know, a lot of times we see a line only last for a year, year and a half before it starts to, like, maybe sizzle out a little bit. But those Superstars, everybody's loving the Superstars.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see the love because all these guys put love into everything we do. And, you know, I will say some of those decisions in the past were, you know, were decisions to end lines early. Like Ruthless Aggression, like I decided immediately when we created the line that it would be short-lived and it would lead to something else, which was Monday Night War. And you know, at the time we were trying to, you know, work through how Walmart was going to handle our exclusives. It's kind of like, you know, getting from point A to point B. So sometimes those decisions are not due to a line not having popularity or not doing well. But you know, we just put an end date on something to move on to something fresh. Cause it is something retailers like, they do like freshness, but when things are really working, like really, really working, you can really make a case to not touch anything. Like Legends, like we're at that point, like don't even think about saying let's maybe end Legends and do something different.
Very happy to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like Walmart is happy with Superstars and Monday Night War. So you know, we're not touching anything because it's all working so well right now. So that's really nice.
I would tell you, Monday Night Wars do not stay on shelves anywhere. My Walmart
magic is a magic. They heard that he's working on the line now, and everyone gobbled him up as quickly as possible. Even though he didn't work on those figures, they were like, "Oh my god, Magic's line!"
Yeah. Series 3 hit my Walmart again this week. I was there. I didn't need them. The next day, I go to my Walmart every day. They were gone already, wiped out. Like it's just crazy. Superstars do not stay on the shelves there. Like they just disappear so fast. So it's like my Walmart's 5 minutes from my house. I am there every single day. I have to go make sure I didn't miss anything. And the good news is they're opening a Target right next to that Walmart. So now I'll be able to go to both without having to drive a half hour. Like I'll never have to move in my life. Just stay here for figures. I might need a bigger house eventually because I'm running out of room for my figures. But
me and Tower, my wife
doesn't need her craft. Actually, Mike, I've thought about that. I'm like, we both need to go to Arizona and just buy one big house, have our studio. We'll
be the toy version of the Odd Couple. It'll be great. I was just about to say the same thing. The Monday Night Wars line is a great problem to have, but not as a collector because it's been so hard to track down actually in store. But thank God for the secondary markets and stuff like that. But they fly off the shelves and Superstars as well. It's awesome. I think the last Superstar I found in stores was the Rey Mysterio. Like, it's awesome. So, so cool. It's one of my favorite lines because of the cartooniness of it. It's got a nice vibe and it's just the accessories are amazing. Like everything's top tier. You guys knocking out of the park every time.
I have a question for Magic. You know, you're in a unique position now to where you get to work on talent from today in some of your lines and literally on a line that was from the era where you started watching WWE. Like how cool is that? Like, what's that like doing your homework and you know, that like juxtaposition of time frames?
It's actually really cool. I don't want to like give away what I was looking at, but I was watching something recent. It's like, oh, I totally forgot this happened and rewatching it, like kind of really fell in love with it. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. So yeah, it's really fun being able to go back and watch those memories, like unlock core memories. I'm like, oh, I remember staying up. I was super late and like screaming at the TV when this was happening. So yeah, it's really fun. It's
the best. We were literally in Magic's Cube a week or two ago and like he pulled up a clip and we're both like cackling at how funny it was. And we're doing the figure from that clip. But like there's a lot of fun to be had in doing the research to bring these lines to life.
Yeah, and a plethora of content to research from too, which is even better. And a lot of it you haven't seen and you know, 10, 20 years now. And it's that's what makes it even better is when you go back and rewatch those old things. Like something pops up and you're like, oh yeah, like I kind of remember this. And then you get the full, you know, walkthrough. You're like, oh yeah, ever, like perfect. This is why I fell in love with wrestling. This is why I like The Rock. This is why I like Stone Cold. You know, yeah. It's super awesome to see.
It's even better now watching it as an adult and like catching jokes he didn't catch as a kid.
Yeah.
You're like, oh wow, this is
that's it's what just like watching a Muppet show. There was always adults jokes or adults in the Muppet show. If you go back and watch it, could still love the Muppets. It's not the same. And I love that, like, when shows do that. So, like, if you're watching a show with your kid, there's stuff that go right over their head that make you chuckle, but yet your kid's enjoying it, singing along to it too, or whatever. So,
yeah,
but did absolutely. You have a vision in your head, Magic, of a figure, and you don't have to say who it is, that you remembered from back then that you wanted, like, when you found out you had done Monday Night Wars, I got to make that.
Yeah, truthfully, it was, like, harder to find something that hadn't been done. Because like there's such a wealth already being created, but I think the challenge is kind of going in and trying to find something unique and something like said that's going to lock your core memory or someone else's core memory. Like, oh, I totally forgot about this moment, but I'm like, now it's a figure, I have to have it, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And again, they've done that with this line, like the Golga. Like everybody's like, oh my gosh, we never expected this. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for. Like, I love the Build-A-Figures. I love like we're getting a William Regal finally, and we're getting two different heads with it. Like. First of all, I love the pay-per-view sets. I find they're a lot of fun. But like when you add that Build-A-Figure in, it's like you make them can't miss, no matter who's in there. Like it's just fun to build a figure you might not normally get.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. The William Regal, the black eye HUD is awesome. Like so cool to see. And it was instantly popped for it. Like I was like, oh, this is great. I'm so happy we're getting William Regal back in figure form. Well needed.
Absolutely.
I think we were trying to do that before he took his hiatus from the company. But then, the second we had him available again, we plugged them into a slot, and we wanted to do like a two-headed Build-A-Figure to where you can do a classic like GM era William Regal and NXT era William Regal. So
it works on so many different levels. It's great. Now we just need the real man's man. William Regal, you know, down the pipeline.
It was a great line where he could be a Baff there too.
That was a great entrance song. We were talking about great entrance songs, and nothing pops when that horn goes on.
Ooh, I know. I think we all, including you guys, sent him this. We're all hoping Goldust comes home to WWE because what's the Hall of Fame without Goldust? Like, Goldust deserves to be in a WWE Hall of Fame. So come home, Goldust. Come home.
He would make a fun ultimate. Just throw
it's up. Funny, like totally ahead of his time talent with what he was doing, but also you couldn't do what he did anymore. So it was just like perfect, but really a trailblazer, and he would be a great ultimate figure.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
Like he could still go. You watch him wrestle now, and he looks as good as he ever did. Guys don't like... Age doesn't really mean anything in wrestling as much as it used to. Like all these guys, like look at Lashley, look at Shelton Benjamin. All these guys are just amazing. Like age is just a number at this point. These guys are in such good shape and they keep going. It's not back like when I was a kid and Bruno Sammartino came back and he was older and you could tell he was older. Like so different these days. But I guess as far as nutrition and everything has advanced, that's why these guys are in such better shape at this point. So
yeah, it's crazy.
I think we know now a lot more about, you know, not only like nutrition, but health and exercise and fitness. And it's like, I feel like, you know, Bruno was probably old school with how he approached his workouts and people do things a little bit differently. Like Chris Jericho, as an example, says he doesn't even touch weights anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Like at a point, like you just need to be like functional and look good on TV and you don't need to be, you know, big and bulky. So, you know, they all know what they're doing now.
Yeah. And the atmosphere itself has changed. The rings are softer a little bit, you know, it's not that stiff boxing ring that they used back in, you know, the old school days. So a lot of less injury going on there, which is great.
And the lighter schedules. WWE is not 8 days a week anymore. They used to do 8 shows a week with house shows back in the 80s and early 90s. Like, what a difference that's got to make on their body, too. And that's another reason why these guys are probably lasting a long time. There's probably so many little things that add up to keeping them preserved and being able to go longer.
I remember leaving a show at the Philadelphia Spectrum, It was a matinee show on a Saturday or Sunday, and DiBiase's limo pulls out, and Doink the Clown is hanging out the top in full makeup because he was ready to go for the next show. They were driving up to Hershey, I think. But like, you know, Doink like prepped as DiBiase like finished up his main event. I think that was that Money Inc. versus Hulk and Brutus, maybe? Maybe it was that time frame. But they dipped out and drove up to Hershey because they were doing those weekend double headers.
Crazy.
That's all. I remember, like, I grew up in New York, so I was going to the Garden all the time. My dad would take me to MSG. I wish I would have realized as a kid how close to Spectrum was just to have gone to check out a wrestling there. Because it's not this, like, you bet. Mike has watched videos of like the 80s and MSG, and he's like, wow, that crowd is so different than what it is today.
Yeah.
They believed it was real still. There was no like scripted. If you said it was fake back then or scripted, David Schultz smacking the reporter on funny and knocking him out, saying, "Is that real or whatever?" It's just crazy. Hulk Hogan, Woody to put the sleeper hold on. Oh, what was that guy's name?
Richard something with a B. Yeah, Belzer.
And he passed out and cracked his head open. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Like, you'd never see these guys touching him. So
good.
Yeah. We don't need any lawsuits, that's for sure. No,
absolutely not. Oh my god, guys, thank you so much for taking the time and coming and joining us one final time to close out the year. Anything you want to say to everybody out there before we get out of here?
Magic, what do you think?
I don't know, just happy to be here trying to get to work. I don't know. Thanks for having me, guys.
Magic's just the chill guy.
That like dog meme. Like, I'm just a chill guy.
Just hang around.
No, Magic's so good. It's been a pleasure working with him the past few months. You know, we've had a great year. Everybody in the community, great figures across the board, WWE and otherwise. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. And we're all poorer for it. but it's cool because this won't last forever. But we're going to keep it going as long as we can.
Ride the wave.
And what would we do if we'd all have too much money? So thank goodness we have figures.
Right. Who needs money?
Money is overrated. Give me figures.
I could build a house out of all the packages eventually. We're okay. And at least it'll be a nice looking house, right?
That's true. I mean, listen, I used to have my bedroom as a kid was all the LJM posters just hung up on the wall. So, and I still have them, believe it or not. I still have all the original posters with the original Hot Rod poster where they had to change it after like the first edition. I have the one with the leopard. I had to change it. So I have the original one.
Wow. It's found
recently. So, the things you find when you go into your parents' attic and it's like, oh my God, they still have this in mind? They still have this in mind? So, and it's my mom's like, just take all the boxes. I'm like, no, I just want one at a time so I can thoroughly enjoy going through each one and seeing what's in it. So,
it was really cool. I was thinking about this. My mom, or like when I was little, I had a drawer covered in like those the WWE stickers, like the holographic ones, you know, from the little coins. Yeah. And then I had a drawer covered in it. And then when I moved to College River, my mom was like, cleaning the room out, and then she took all of those off that thing like pretty meticulously and put them on like a poster board for me. So she preserved it perfectly. It was really nice.
That's love, man. Yeah.
Some of those stickers are worth a lot of money too. Still, like, it's crazy the stuff that people have kept, because you didn't think of saving them back then. But I had a whole bunch still in the cardboard that came out of the sticker machine that I just found recently too. So really cool.
There's an Asian market right up the street from me that actually still has a WWF 1998 stickers thing in the machine. I wonder if they still have the stickers, actually, unless it's like...
You should buy that up.
How much you guys want for the machine? Let's talk. I should. It's not a bad idea. I didn't think about it, but now you got me, my wheels turned.
I had some cool ones. I had like the Stone Cold Steve Austin NASCAR. It's like him in the car.
No pun intended. Those are awesome. It was cool. And like, you know, I miss bugging my parents for their pocket change. Like, hey, give me 50 cents so I can go grab a sticker and play the claw machine real quick.
I have the Lou Albano and the Andre the Giant ones from when I was a kid. So I guess different eras. You have different people from different eras. So
yeah. I love all that. Nothing was, you know, snazzier than, you know, showing up to school with that little white card sleeve and you popped it open. It was a green glittery Triple H. You know, That's how you got moves made back in, you know, back in the day for grade school, right?
All right, well, guys, thank you again. You know, plug yourselves before you go. Tell the people where they can follow you.
You find me on Instagram, just magic.olmos. That's where I'll be. You can yell at me or something. I'll be there.
Yeah. Don't yell at them too hard. Be nice.
Instagram for me is Action Figure Attack. Twitter is Action Fig Attack. Let's see what TikTok is. TikTok is also Action Fig Attack. And then you can see us live and in person in Las Vegas at WrestleMania somewhere. Location TBD, but we'll be there.
I like it.
And I'll be there as well. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for hopping on with us again, as always. Thanks for sharing some goodies. We can't wait until to see what's down the pipeline for 2025. It's going to be a good time, man. Great, great time to be a collector.
All right. Like, happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. You both happy New Year, and I cannot wait for 2025. Until next week, Fig Guys.